Welcome to Morning Jolt. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about the 2024, about the year being seen. And I'm excited because we have D. Ross launching his Coffee and Eggs show this morning, this next month. On our Urban City Network. We have Freedom and other people joining them. We have my show, Global Loft, launching as well. And we have John Green's morning talk show as well. He'll be reaching out to artists, so it's really, really awesome. He's reaching a global audience. So really a lot to be, this is a year being seen. We also have the Language of Kings and Queens, which is a global network as well. It's just a lot of global media. Big decade of media, big decade of healthcare, just a big decade. And this is one of the reasons why, your story is important. What do you want the world to know about you? Do you want the world to know about your dramas, your problems, your insecurities? Or do you want the world to know about your accomplishments or your triumphs? This is what people do on social media all the time. They tell people their stories. And they tell people who and what they are on their social media, their stories. Your social media is your story. Is it always of complaints about drama, needing for attention, lies and those are your stories. Those things are seen publicly. Or is your social media about love, or is it a story about something funny? Or I watched one about how African-American peoples act, and it was just really kind of funny. It's always true. But these are your stories. Your stories are things that you write. You have the story that's written in you, in your energy. Is your story one of lying, cheating, infidelity, hate, cynicism, criticism, foolishness? Is that your story? Is that what your story, your spirit, is that what your spirit is relaying to other people? Your energy always tells the truth about you. No matter what you say, people know your vibe. So your people will know your vibe. This is why you work on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. These are things that you work on. Humility. People can feel this in your aura. This is a part of your story. Your energy is a part of your story. Integrity, wisdom, insight, comprehension, and knowledge. This is your story. What is your spirit, your energy telling the world? Do people want to be around you? That tells a lot about you. Do people feel comfortable around you? That's part of your story. Do you creep people out when you come? Do you creep girls out? Do you creep guys out? Do people just feel like they're exhausted and drained around you? This is a part of your story. This is your story. Your spirit communicates your story to the world. And this is what people see when people see your story. Is your story one of love? Is your story one of hate? Is your story one of fear or insecurity? Is your story one of selfishness or self-centeredness? People will know your story around you. They will feel it because your spirit will tell your story to other people. This is why, you work on yourself and you focus on yourself, because you want to tell the world the right story. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Morning Jolt. Thank you for joining me. Welcome to Love Just Happens. This is your host, Rick Rawls, and we're talking about telling your story. And telling your love story, and telling how you met. We all know those movies where we hear people how they met and fell in love. This is your story. You always want to really understand that you are in charge of your story. Is your story one of Grindr, or is your story one of Tinder, meeting people all the time, trying to hook up and then ghosting them? Is that your story? Is that your story of how you met your mom? You were ghosting her, and then she finally gave in, trying to find you. Or were you the one that was just being passed around in a room? I mean, you got to understand, these are your stories. But you also got to remember that you control your story. You control your story. Learning to really understand what you want your story to be, to take a minute and to think about your story, getting rid of the past stories of what's happened in the past, but really setting the future about your story. What is your story? What is your love story? In order, you know, what do you want the world to be seen about how you fell in love? You know, about love. You're not chasing love. You are attracting love. This is why you focus on yourself. Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. You are attracting it. Energy attracts its own. Love attracts love. The energy of love always attracts the same energy. Negative energy doesn't attract good energy. Love attracts love. And are you working on yourself? Are you difficult to work with? Because if you're difficult to work with, you'll be difficult to live with. Are you difficult to talk to? Because if you're difficult to talk to, you're difficult to have a conversation to get through things. These are a part of your story. What is your story to the world? What is your story that you're trying to relay? Are you working on yourself? Are you daily working on yourself? Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, and self-control. Is that what people feel around you? Your story is how people feel. Are you people feeling elated, uplifted, or people feeling depressed and don't even want you to call them? These are a part of your story. Your energy relates a lot. And what people don't understand is that your energy is often seen on your face. You know, these stories are often seen on your face, in your emotions. This is how, people will see it. You will see, when somebody has a, negative energy, you can see it. I was talking to a young lady at a restaurant one day, and she said people that are around her, and she was 40 with three grandkids. And I was like, oh my God, you're beautiful. She was beautiful. But she was beautiful. She was a Caucasian lady. She was beautiful. But she said people that are older than she was 35. And there were people that are older than her. And she said that those people older than her, they were people that looked older than her. Excuse me. People looked older than her. And she said there were people that looked older than her. And she could just tell because they had hate in their heart. They were just old. They looked old and shriveled up. And they were only 30, 35. And that's what hate will do for you. That's what happens when you have that in your heart. And it's really important for you to understand that you get to write your story. You work on yourself. Have dignity, poise. See yourself as a king or queen. Have that in your mindset and keep that in your mind. Because you will begin to attract that in your energy. Put that into your mindset every day. Take 30 days to say, I am a king. I am a queen. I am royalty. I am to be treated that way. How people treat you is how they see themselves. If somebody takes care of you on the first two dates and loving you on the first two dates, they'll do the same thing. You'll know how they're going to treat you. If they keep their word when you're dating, they're going to keep their word when you're married. And so this is one of the reasons why you learn to really work on yourself. Learn on keeping your word, learn on working on yourself, learn on being positive and uplifting. We get to choose who we're married to and who we're in relationship with. And you want to be somebody's first choice. You want to be. So this is why you get yourself right. And I'll leave you with this. One of the things that people often do, they categorize people in one or two categories. Men do this and women do this. They categorize people as a one night stand or a lifetime partner. This is how people see people. And that's how people often see. They see people as a one night stand or a lifetime partner. And you want to be in the place where you are seen as a lifetime partner. And that takes some work, to having dignity and poise over you. This is your host, Rick Rawls, for Love Just Happens. Thank you for joining. Welcome to Blue Whales and Eagles. This is your host, Rick Rawls. We are talking about telling your stories and understanding how to tell your stories and understanding that your stories are important and what the story of your marriage looks like. Your marriage should be kept private, but the public parts of you is a revelation of the private marriage. One of the things, you don't put your marriage on social media. You don't put your marriage on Facebook, Twitter, on Instagram. You can show snippets, but you keep your relationship private. But what you also do is show publicly. When you're in public, you honor your partner. You don't demean your partner. You don't discredit your partner. You don't harm your partner. You don't down your partner in public. This is important to remember, because your partner is you, and your partner is important. And so, what is your story that you're writing in public to your partner? Are you honoring your partner? Are you supporting your partner? Do people see you standing with your partner, standing beside your partner? Do they see what you're doing for your partner? One of the things that really is amazing is how people, your partner, people will see that you support your partner and you're loving your partner. And this will actually literally cause jealousy over people, because they're not getting that same situation. When somebody sees that their husband or their wives, somebody's husband or wife, is supporting them, is supporting their dreams and, you know, all their other things, you know, that's important. That's a part of their story. This is a part of your story, that you can make your partner's dreams and you can support your partner's dreams in public. Because this will be seen, as I said in Love Just Happens, this will be seen on your face. One of the things I noticed when I was younger is a young woman named Emma, and she was 55 at the time. She's probably 70 now. Her husband, I saw that she was beautiful, and it was because her husband treated her well. That was a part of her story. I knew her story without her even telling me that. About the way her husband treated her and talked to her. You could see it on her face because she was beautiful. I tucked that under my door, and there was so many other people that I saw as well. They were beautiful, and they were beautiful. It was a lifetime of marriage. You can see that. People can see your relationships, you know, how somebody's either worn you out or just, you know, been toxic towards you. It's on your face. You know, this is all, you know, this, because it's in your aura, because you were connected to that person. This is one of the reasons why, you know, in your marriage, you take the time each day to love on your partner. If you're loving on your partner, you're esteeming them in your mind and your spirit. And this is the power of agreement. We're going to talk about agreement as a part of your story, is what happens. And that's really a powerful, one of the most powerful things you could ever have is the power of agreement. And so this is one of the reasons why your marriage is important. You know, tell your stories to the world. Let it be seen. Your stories are seen, not told. You know, seeing how you treat your wife, seeing how you treat your husband, seeing your kids will see your story, your love story between you and your mom and dad, between mom and dad. They will see that love. They will see that story. And that's important to understand, that they will see the story in your home. You know, this is one of the reasons why you don't argue in front of the kids, because they pick those things up and they take it, you know, and they think that's normal, but they will mimic what they see. Your story in front of your kids is important. This is your host, Rick Ross, for Blue Whales and Eagles. Thank you for joining me. I'm excited to announce Donovan Ross as our global head of global CEO over Urban City Networks and our Urban City companies. And he's also has a morning talk show called Coffee and Eggs that will be shown to the world. Also, the city. He's an executive producer. Excited for what he's doing this year. His morning show will be from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m. on our streaming network that you will find being seen around the world. And it's exciting to know you have somebody, you know, this situation going on with him. It's exciting. He also has his Donna Mari International company that is also launching as well. So it's a really exciting year. Not exciting for him, and also John Green. John Green is our global CEO for GB, the GB network. John Green is also has Acoustic One that was also that's also working together. This is a big year for these young men. They're visionaries. They're world class. They're presenting world class entertainment. Excited for them. World class music. World class entertainment. So we're excited as we move forward. So join us this year. Thank you for joining me.